Well, we're certainly thankful to be trying to do God's work today. Thank God I am free. I am free of this world. For what God done for me as a small boy, I am truly free of this world. There's times in our life that we can get wound up with the Lord, you see, and we can leave here for just a little while, and I'm thankful that I've got that time and place in my life to know that and when me and the Lord, that we can get hooked up with one another. All these troubles and all this heartache of this world, it'll leave us for just a little while. I'm thankful today that I've got reproof every now and again when I get my life in the direction of the Lord and He passes by with us. Ain't you glad of that today too? Ain't you glad to know today that you've been saved by God's grace? I'm telling you, the greatest gift that you've ever got on this side is to be saved and to know one day after a while that when you close your eyes in death, that great arm will reach down and it's going to guide you on over to the other side there. I'm just a pilgrim here. This is not my home. Mine is on the other side. I'm just tamping along to get there. I'm thankful tonight to know that. I grew up this way. I was blessed beyond measure. And if you was grew up this way too, you was blessed beyond measure. To know the truth that they told me when I was a young boy, the very earliest remembrance that I have is a granddaddy. He'd say, one day, son, trouble's going to come on you. You ain't really even going to know what it is, but you're going to be crushed. And he said, son, when you get to that point there, if you trust in the Lord's name and call out from the very depths of your heart, he will fix you. He will fix you. We run off and left our Bible at Hilltop, and we wound up having to get to Wise. And most of the time, I don't ever even open it. That's just not how God uses me. Never been too good at school and books, and never was very good at reading and things of that nature. And most of the time, I have no clue what I'm going to preach until I stand up behind that book board. And I have to trust in the Lord that he takes over there and he grants us exactly what we need. And he ain't never failed me yet. Trust. Trust in the Lord. Now there's times that I don't always find that. And if you'll be honest, there's times that you don't always find it either. See, a lot of times now that people are afraid to say certain things and afraid how people may look at you or whatnot, but I'm not afraid to tell you the truth. Why? Because God already knows. We can hide things from people. You can hide things from a church body, but you'll never hide things from the Lord. No matter how hard you try. I was saved as a small boy. Grew up this way. My dad preached and pastored churches all over the country. Called to preach when I was 13 years old. And I said, no. It wasn't maybe, it wasn't, no, it was, I'm not doing that. But let me tell you, the Lord kind of shook his head at me, no doubt, and let me go on. But there became a point in my life that I had got in such trouble. I was willing to do anything that the Lord had told me to do. I had got my life in such shambles. I'd got out into drugs and alcohol. I had gotten myself sick. I had been to drug centers after drug centers. I had been to nut houses and all places that you could think of because of what I chose to do. I chose to not do what God had told me to do. But there come a point in my life, Los Angeles, California, 5 o'clock in the morning in the shower out there. I became willing. I said, Lord, if you'll let me get back, I'll try my very feeble part to do what you'd have us to do. And I've been trying to do that ever since. And I said, Lord, I can't do it on my own. And I already knew he knew that. But I had to state it. And he said, if you'll go, I'll be with you.
And let me tell you something, he ain't never slacked on his part. I'm sad to say I've slacked on mine, but God has never let me down. And he's never let you down either. People are getting going through storms sometimes, won't they? That old storm will start raging and it'll start barreling up against us. And a lot of times we start looking away from the Lord. And let me tell you something, what happens to us is we lose contact with the Lord and we begin to sink. And we think that he's forsaken us until we get ourselves there in a shape that we're willing to reach that arm up again. And lo and behold, there it comes every time, that hand to reach down and draw us up out of that spot. If you're here and you're lost, you're not going to live forever. I know a lot of lost people now think that, seems like that's what they think. They think they're going to live forever. The concernment is gone. But one of the saddest things about it is not just the concernments of the lost people, it's the concernment of God's people. You look around, I don't care what church you go to, if you went through their books and they had members that was on that books that was there, you wouldn't be able to hold them. I'm telling you, that's how it is. I don't know why God leads us in this direction, but that's how it is. We are failing the Lord. The Bible talks about that great looking glass, that mirror. Did you know I can't go over and adjust what Brother Casey's doing? I can't get over there on your porch and try to sweep it and try to adjust what you're doing. You can't do that for mine. We all have to look into that great glass there, and we must see what's looking back at us. And I'm talking as individuals, and I'm talking as a body of a whole. We better be concerned. When I was living in Los Angeles, they were trying to pass bills there that would hold preachers accountable of what they preached. You may think, well, I don't think that'd matter too much. That could matter a great, great deal. I don't know if they ever got it passed or not. But look, the world is against everything that we're doing here tonight. They're against it. And I'm going to tell you, one day, I don't know if we'll be alive or not, she's going to get a whole lot worse, and it may come to a point that you've got the police at your back door and they come to tell you, if you're going to preach that and you're going to talk that way, we're going to arrest you. I'm afraid it's coming sooner than later. I've heard people say, well, if they do that, I'll go in jail. Be careful. Be careful of what you say. And I'm going to tell you something. If we ain't wound tight up in the Spirit with the Lord, we won't do those things either. Peter said, no, not me, didn't he? It won't be me. No, I'm not going to do that. And lo and behold, what the Lord tell him? He said, before that cock crows, right, you will do these things. If we're in a spot that we need to be with the Lord, I believe that we can be on the stronghold and it be as strong as we ever been. But I'm sad to say that we are divided more now than we've ever been. I'm talking about God's people. Not sinners, lost people. Lost people are going to be what lost people are. The world's going to be what the world is. I'm talking about God's people. We've lost sight of the true and living Word of the Lord. Look, I ain't got a clue about nothing that goes on at y'all's church, and I'm thankful for that. Do you know that? I'm thankful to know that. I'm thankful to know that I don't have to know what goes on, but I'm telling you, we're all laxed in it. Now, whether you want to look at it, you want to see it or not, you may run me off from here after tonight, and you may not ever ask me to come back here again. Look, it'll be all right. You'll have to take it up with the Lord. But I'm telling you, we as a whole and a group, we are latched. Look, there is one solid base to what we practice. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's branches all over. There's here. There's hilltop over there. There's a bunch of branches all out. But we've got one solid base. And now it seems like we can't even agree on that anymore. Listen, I pray that we get to a point somewhere in our lives. I don't know where it's going to have to be yet. I don't know where it's going to have to start at. But I pray that we get to a point and we say, let's start right here. And let's move forward, and we keep moving forward. I can't change what happened 50 years ago, and you can't neither. But we're going to have to get to a spot where we come back together. If we don't, what's the Bible say about the kingdom that is divided? She will fall. You take and look what COVID done to our churches. Look, I ain't here to point no fingers at nobody. I'm not. But I'm going to tell you something. I heard words that come out of people's mouth that was supposed to be upholding the truth that I could not believe that they were saying these words. We probably just need to shut it down. Probably just need to shut it down. Listen. If this goes and you've got lost in your family, you've got lost here. And this way fades out. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on us. Because I'm going to tell you something, that the truth is going to stand regardless if it steps on our toes or not. It's going to stand until the very end. If it is preached in the power and demonstration of the Lord Jesus Christ, she'll carry on somewhere. I ain't guaranteeing it's going to be around in the United States. I pray it is, Lord, I pray it is. I tell you, I see the world and I see what shape we're getting in. And look, I pray that we still are hanging on. Listen, it's going to have to take a collective effort to pawing after the Lord. That's it. The disciples, they had walked with Jesus for all this time, and there's many times in the Scriptures that he'd get aggravated with them because they wasn't picking up and understanding what he was trying to tell them. And look, it's still going on today. But listen, they could walk up and grab a hold of the Lord by the arm. We've got faith in the believing act. We've got to believe on faith, you see. Let me tell you something. We better get serious.
We better get serious. There's coming a day he's going to say, I've seen all that I want to see. I believe wholeheartedly when the weight on his few that's left has become unbearable. I believe that'll be it, because there's still a few out here in the world that's still trying and tracking on. And when that point gets to it's too much for his last individual people, I believe that'll be all she wrote. I believe then he'll send his son back. And let me tell you something, for us that's been saved, they sang a song. I can almost see the lights of home. Oh, there's times I've got to see them flicker. Got to see them flicker. One of these days I'm going to get to see them in all the full glory of God. But let me tell you something, until that day comes, we better get on our mules and we better be moving and going and trying to tell the world about a man named Jesus. That should be our conversation. Did you know that? When we see one another out somewhere, we should be wanting to talk about the Lord. I'm afraid a lot of times I won't talk about Tennessee football, and I'm shameful of that sometimes. We should want to discuss the Word of God. We should want to find ourselves around like-minded people. The truth is the truth. You've heard people preach, I have. Times past. I've preached it myself. I understand that God has not changed. God has not ever changed. So what's that? That makes me understand that I have. We have. But listen, we need to be on fire for the Lord. Look, if he saved your soul, you owe him a gift of gratitude that you will never be able to pay back here. But let me tell you something, it ain't going to hurt you to try to do it either. If you're here and you're lost, you should be thankful that you've had another opportunity to be warned by
a man of God. I go to the jail in Lafayette up there, and I go up there and preach every Thursday night. I hate to admit it, but before I got my life back in order, I spent a lot of time in jail, not going up there preaching. But God has given us the burden to go and try to do these things there in the jail, to warn people about what's to come, to tell them about a man named Jesus, that there's a route that you can find out at that awful place that's called hell. You can find that. You can find it even here tonight if you're lost and undone from Him. But I tell them the exact same thing. Ain't nobody in this world ever got saved that didn't want to be saved. None. Zero. There has to be a want to on their part. There's going to have to be a step out on faith, and God does the rest of it. That's all that we've got into it. We've got to make a step out on faith and believe in here with everything that we got who He says He is, and that He will do it, and He will do it. But look, us as God's people, we've got to be willing to take the exact same step, not to be saved again. We've got to be willing to take that step out on the Lord and believe that He's going to do and what He said He will. I pray that every individual in here knows exactly what I'm talking about. I pray that each and every one of you have something on the inside. There's a time and place in your life that you called out to the Lord, and you know something was changed. I've talked to people in rehabs and in jails. Listen, everybody wasn't raised the way we was. Some of these people had never adorned a church in their entire life. And you begin to talk to them, and they'd start saying, I got in trouble back there in that cell. I begin to call out to the Lord. I don't know what it was, but there's something that happened to me. We have to be careful of dismissing what sometimes people say. Look, everybody wasn't brought up to understand quite like some of us was. And sometimes they've had something to happen to them, and they just can't quite tell you what it was. But they know something was different. Something happened to them right there in that point in time, you see. That's exactly what happened to me one night. Had a revival. I began to call out unto the Lord. I was broke. It started out that I was physically and mentally broke. Thanks be unto the Lord, it became spiritual broke. Thank you, God, that I became spiritual broke, and I began to call out from the very depths of my heart, not with just this physical body. I began to be. And boy, guess what? It didn't take God no time. Do you know that? It don't take God no time to do these things. In an instant, she was gone. In an instant, I had peace. All that trouble had left me. Listen, I still didn't know. I grew up, but I was still just a little boy. I didn't know how to pray. Still don't today. I just take off and God comes in there. That's what I'm grateful. Once I get myself out of the equation and it becomes pure, that's the greatest thing that ever was. But sometimes getting Michael out of that equation, that's hard. I ain't gonna lie to you. You be honest, just as difficult for you to find ourselves, to separate cardinal and get connected spiritually with the Lord. Ain't nothing no better. That song says, thank God I am free, free, free. Ain't you glad to know that you're free today? I'm glad to know it. I'm glad to know I am free. Look, this old world will do whatever it wants to you. There's people that'll do the exact same thing to you. If you don't believe me, go back and look and see what happened to Mark and Matthew, Luke, John, Paul. You don't believe me? Start reading about what happened to them. What was they doing? Being a witness that he had arose again. They wasn't going to hear it. Let me tell you something. They still don't want to hear it today. Still don't want to hear it today. I pray whatever's going on in your life, you want peace with it, there's one place that you'll find it. And that's perfect religion. The Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find solitude there. Look, I ain't going to promise you this world ain't going to be rocky, because it is. Cardinally wise, this world's going to be rocky. This body, she's going to go through things. We're going to wind up with diseases. We're going to have cancer, all kinds of things. But let me tell you something. What I got ain't cardinally. What I got is spiritually, and it'll take me home one day. And if you've been saved, you got the exact same gift that I got. No matter how rough life gets on you, no matter how hard that life comes to you, your family members are dying out, and you're all that's left, just remember this. One day, you'll get to step on a street of gold. Boy, I don't know if there's anything any much better than to know one of these days I'm going to get there. I'm going to search him out. I'm going to look for those nail-scarred hands and feet. And I'm going to fall there right amongst them. And I'm going to call out, Master, oh, Master, I've made it home. And he's going to say, welcome, my faithful. That's what I'm looking for today. Those words. Welcome home, my faithful soldier. I've heard people say, they talk about the bride and they say, well, I don't care. If I can just make it, let me tell you something, that's a slap in the face to Jesus. If it's ever been said, I believe fully he wants us all to try to make it into that precious ceremony. I believe that 100%. And it ain't going to, and look, we can use every excuse that we want to, but it ain't going to hurt us to try to get there either. I don't know all the ins and outs of what it's going to take. I don't. Why? Because they don't fully lay it out in the Scriptures. But I'm going to tell you this. It ain't going to hurt me to try every single day to get there. Boy, wouldn't that, I think about it sometimes. I think about it getting home. I've already told you I'm an alcoholic and I'm a drug addict, and there's things in life that's hard on me, and I have rough times just trying just to be me. But let me tell you something. When I get wound up with the Lord, all those things leave me for just a little while. Just a little bit. I can look over and I can almost see them lights a flickering. Boy, ain't it good. Ain't it good to know? You know, we can enjoy that a whole lot more if we let self get out of the way. Do you know that? I was up there at Lafayette. They had a pretty good revival. One of the brothers up there, and he said, I believe we could have shouted if we'd have got ourselves out of the way. Amen to that. Amen to that. Look, I can remember a time you'd pull up to the church house. Church ain't even started yet. They was out there in the yard shouting all over the place on the way there. And let me tell you something. When you got into that church, it was roaring. I've seen them walk the back of benches. They'd get happy and walk benches. Do you think that that's something that we can do? Absolutely not. It's all God. God's not changed. I pray that every member here is doing exactly what they're supposed to do. I pray that. Every time that you open your eyes, I ain't talking about just at church. I ain't talking about just at revival. I'm talking about when we outside there. I'm going to tell you something, that's where they're watching at. You know that? That's where they're looking at you at. I'm going to tell you something. Our actions can turn a lot of people off. That's just the truth of it. Sure can. We need to filter everything that comes out of our mouth. Every word. Even if we're actually talking about some business there, and they may be some lost people that walk by there and hear that, and look, that can deter them from ever wanting to go to church. I've heard it. I've heard them say, why would I, y'all can't get along with yourself. And it hurts. I pray that we find a spot in our life that we come back together full fold and worship and love one another the way we're supposed to. Love God with everything you got. Love thy neighbor. Those two things he hung on all the laws and all things. You ain't never going to get away from those things right there. Love. Love. The Bible even goes on and says that if we love our enemy. And let me tell you something. You better be close to the Lord when you go doing that. Because if you don't, carnally, this body won't let you do it. But if we're close to God, we can accomplish those things. Only through Him. I pray that we find that. I'm thankful that I got to come and be this way. I know we're scattered, and like I said, a lot of times sometimes I read some scriptures, but a lot of times I don't. And look, I'm going to tell you something. The devil beat me to death with that. Until the Lord finally come and told me, he said, you do it how I want you to do it, and then you don't worry about nothing else. He said, you do it how I give it to you and leave the rest where it's at. And I said, yes, Lord. Until I go back and pick it up again here, probably about the time we're heading home. I'm thankful that I serve a God today that's patient. Because I said that I was called to preach when I was 13. I didn't start preaching until I was in my early 40s. I'm thankful that he's patient. But I'm going to tell you something. Patient about run thin on him. November the 27th in 2017, he come to me and spoke to me. I heard it just as plain. It wasn't with this ear here. It was in here. And he said, you're running out of time. It shook me to the very core. Why? Because I knew what he meant. Listen, if God's ever come to you and spoke something to you in that direction, you better take it to the bank. Because he meant it. And I knew it. But I'm thankful that we're on the journey now. We do desire y'all to pray for us. Like I said, we go to the jail every week. We got appointments out that we try to get. But this is not possible without God. It's not. I can't do it without God. I've already told you I ain't got no education. Barely can read, ain't got no book learning, ain't got none of that. But I've got something that God placed there that trumps every bit of that. I've got the Spirit of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I believe, I love to hear good knowledge and preaching, but let me tell you something. If the Spirit ain't in it, let me tell you something. It's just words to me. I'm sorry, but you get those. You get Brother Benji like up at the Fed, and you get him wound up, and he's knowledgeable, and that spirit comes winding up in with it too, boy. I could sit and listen to him all day. Pray for you, Pastor. Look, this ain't no easy job. It sure ain't no easy job trying to pastor churches. It ain't. I've never had to pastor one, but like I said, I seen my daddy in. These times that it took a toll on him. Pray for one another. Love one another. If we do those things sincerely, all this brokenness can be fixed. It can be fixed. That's the great thing about it. That's about all the Lord's put upon us. If you don't know the Lord, search after him until you find him. Don't ever stop. I've heard people say, well, won't deal with him anymore. I believe sincere about him dealing with you again. I believe he'll come back to you. But let me tell you something, you're going to have to be sincere. If you've done went as far as him not dealing with you anymore, you've went a long way. You have. I pray God deals with us. Save people. Deal with us. Help us and direct us into the truth. We're thankful. We'll turn it back over to Brother Casey.